Would you know my name? Would you know my name? Eric Clapton's heartbreaking ballad, Tears in Heaven, was born from unimaginable loss. After the tragic death of his young son, we heard the raw ache of a father searching for meaning, trying to make sense out of a senseless act. In this song, Clapton asks if his son would know his name, if his son would recognize him, if he saw him in heaven. The grief of it all causing Clapton to question his recognizability by his son. We could say that this could either be physical recognition or emotional or spiritual recognition. Either way, would he be known if he were to present that question after seeing his son in heaven? This story reminds us of the lack of recognition Jesus encountered after the resurrection. The lyrics of that song offer a powerful parallel to events following the tomb being found empty. On more than one occasion, there was no recognition of who Jesus was by people who knew him, by people who spent time with him. Mary, at the tomb, was blinded by her own grief. She did not recognize Jesus until he spoke her name. On the road to Damascus, Paul needed a physical manifestation, a blinding light to recognize the risen Christ. We all know the saying about a doubting Thomas and where that comes from. Because Thomas wanted to have proof even before he thought about believing what he was seeing. These moments remind us that the divine presence can be right in front of us, yet it can also be unseen, unrecognized. Just as Mary, Paul, and Thomas couldn't perceive Jesus in a new form, we often miss the light of Christ within ourselves and within others. We miss it. Sometimes we simply refuse to accept and acknowledge the presence of Christ in others, and we disregard that presence within ourselves. The question lingers. Can we see that spark of the divine in a stranger on the street? Can we see that spark in the face of a friend encountering a hardship? Can we see that divine presence when we look in a mirror at reflections of ourselves? It's unfortunate, but we have numbed ourselves to where we are incapable of recognizing Christ. The answer actually lies in acknowledging the resurrection, not just a historical event or a religious event, but a continuous presence. Christ has risen, and that eternal light lives within each of us. And it is up to each of us to let that light shine. How do we do that? First, we must let go of the tears of our past. We have to abandon the binding grief that impedes our growth. We can choose to recognize that spark of the divine within. It's a choice. It's in us. We can choose to recognize that. That divine presence is in each of us, and we can extend that same recognition to the world. The world needs it, and in that act, we not only embrace the risen Christ within, but we illuminate that path for others. Others see it, recognize it for what it is, and we can illuminate that path for others. Remember, it's not intended for us to stay in the tomb of sorrow and doubt. No, the stone has been rolled away, my friend. Christ has risen. And the question becomes, have you chosen to be with the risen Christ? Or have you chosen to remain with the dust and dirt inside that tomb? Look within. Engage in a process of introspection. And when you honestly and powerfully look within, you will see the light is there, waiting to be acknowledged with your name emblazoned all over it. That light is there. Yes, you have a name known by the risen Christ. And that name is emblazoned on your heart, emblazoned in your Christ being, and it comes with an assignment. The assignment is to be known as a light of Christ in the world, to be known by your light-given name, to be known as an expression of the original Christ, to be known as your light. Let that light rise up. Let your light shine. Let your name be known as an expression of the greater assignment from God. And yes, they will know your name. You will be recognized. You will be a reflection of that Christ presence within you. Because he is risen. And we have that light within. Waiting to shine from us, within us, and to light the path for others. He is risen. God bless.